Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and I'm joined again today by a very special guest. He is...
Doug from Rocky Minute.
Welcome back, Doug.
Minutes, 76 through 80, and minutes, I don't know, earlier in the movie.
You know, he's been around the block a few times.
I'm honored actually to be this involved in your show that I warrant multiple guest appearances.
Of course you do. You're returning champion and one of my favorite people to have on.
Oh, you're very sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. But we promised a party. So it's a party now.
There's no laws when you're drinking claws.
So Minute 89 is all about a party, which I wish I was at. Although not right now. Social distancing is important. But when this all kicks off.
There's some very cute PDA here. Felicity, like doing the rear hug on Austin. Like they look very cute together.
It's like it's genuine.
Yes, I agree. I like to be held by a woman like that.
you like to be the little spoon.
I love being a little spoon.
So, because I think that isn't Felicity taller than him, or is it just the shoes?
Well, she's definitely taller. I don't know if it's the shoes, but she's got a good few inches on him. You could see like right when. Wow, is she that much taller? Look at like second two.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, she's got to be.
Wow.
Taller than him. Now I'm going to look up heights. Not that that's important.
I was just going to do that.
You should love whoever you love, no matter what height they are.
Of course.
But he's 5'8".
She's 5'8" also.
Is? I guess it's the shoes then. But at least they're like same height.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be the shoes then. Or if he's standing on a smaller, like a lower.
They give her a box to stand on. Like, here, just hug him from behind. Be taller.
Yeah, true. Now, let's just say it's the shoes. Look at that. They share a nice kiss as they fade out.
And then. Meanwhile, back in
1969,
your next favorite person, I feel like.
Mini me.
Yeah.
I love this little fucker.
He's hurtling through space.
That stupid sound he makes.
Sound doesn't carry in space.
No, it doesn't. You're correct. Could Mini-Me survive out in space?
That was my next question.
God knows how long.
Is it because he's genetically modified that he's okay in the vacuum of space?
You know what? I read something that if you actually were in space, like the fluids in your body would boil.
That's terrifying.
Something like that. I could be totally wrong about that, but yeah, it's horrifying. Like what actually happens to you. But you know, you live for like 3 minutes before you totally die.
That's an excruciating way to die. If it's 3 minutes, it's almost like drowning, but in space.
I survive. Survive?
Because I just got like space flight. What happens to the human body in space? Which is like being on an international space station.
All right. It says after about 1 minute, circulation would stop altogether. After another minute, you'd be dead of asphyxiation.
Oh, so it is like drowning.
Take away, you can likely survive unprotected for as long as 90 seconds, which is plenty of time to be rescued.
But how many limbs would you lose in the process?
Oh, totally.
It's like hypothermia.
Yeah, but they make it sound like, you know, they say circulation would stop and then you asphyxiate. They make it sound like so peaceful, but I hear it's like horrific.
It's like the way I always like, I don't know, I guess I pictured it of like your eyes pop out of your head. Like,
yeah, like Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah.
You would lose consciousness because there's no oxygen. This could occur in as little as 15 seconds. Because there's no air pressure to keep your blood and bodily fluids in liquid state, the fluids would boil. See, I was right about that.
That's weird that they would boil. That means space is hot.
Well, it says there's no air pressure to keep the fluids in a liquid state. I guess you need air pressure. It would be like
vapor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. The boiling process would cause them to lose heat energy rapidly. The fluid would freeze before they would evaporate totally. Well, then. Now, that could take 30 seconds to 1 minute. Your tissues would expand because of the boiling fluids, obviously. However, they would not explode.
Okay.
Like in Total Recall.
Okay.
You would face extreme changes in temperature. -248 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, wait, no. 248 degrees Fahrenheit or 100. Wait a second. Oh, in the sunlight, it's 248 degrees Fahrenheit. In the shade, it's -148 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
That's weird. I guess with no atmosphere to...
I guess you think about, like, I don't know. I think about the vast vacuum of space, and I don't think about, like, sunlight versus darkness. Because you only ever see, like, when you're pictured, the vacuum of space is just, like, a blanket of the dark stars. Yeah. That's
gnarly. But if you're in sunlight, there's no ozone layer to or atmosphere to slow down the rays, the sunlight. So you're just getting full sunlight right on your whatever is exposed.
That's crazy. So I've always joked to my mom that I just shoot my body off into space. Like how everybody's like, oh, just put me in the trash. It's fine. Yeah. I'm like, shoot my body off into space. You won't decompose.
You won't decompose in space. You'll just float forever.
It's a vast expanse of space for millions of years.
Just Johnny's corpse floating through space forever.
That's crazy.
Horrifying.
I know.
Listen, I didn't mean to say that your corpse floating through
space. I'm also horrified.
Anybody's corpse.
Because it's like you're preserved however you die.
I'm sure you would make a lovely corpse.
I'm sure. Depending on what age I am, I might be completely terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, but just floating for
forever.
Ever. Ever.
Until
in the same state, right?
Yeah. Because you won't, there's no, what does it say? Whichever the condition, though, your body would last for a very, very long time without air to facilitate weathering or degradation. So.
But if you did find yourself in a planet's orbit, though, you would fall to the surface.
You would cremate. Because you coming into the atmosphere, all that heat, you would probably cremate yourself.
I guess it depends on the atmosphere of the planet.
Or if there was one, because the moon doesn't have one, you could just land there, I guess.
No, but let's say you float into Mars's gravity and you get pulled onto that atmosphere. Like, I don't think you cremate because there's no atmosphere, you know, like you would have on Earth, but it's not hot where you would burn up instantly, like on, say, Venus or Mercury.
I guess it would depend on that, whether you're in sunlight or not.
Okay.
Weird. I know. This is like all NASA, where are you at? Comment on
you could just Swingers Club. Listen to mine and Johnny's podcast, Science for Morons.
That way you can learn how we learn in the moment.
In the moment, just making shit up.
Google it. I don't know. It's weird because I literally, my mom was like, oh, wait, you want to be, so this is so morbid, but this is the kind of conversations that me and my mom have. I joked to her for so long, just shoot my body off into space, that when I was like, no, I want to be a tree. She's like, wait, you want to be a tree now? Okay, hold on. She's like, I can't keep up. You change your mind all the time about what you want to be done with your dead body. I'm like, Mom, please don't shoot me in space. It's kind of a joke. She's like, but if you're a tree, where do you want to be planted? These are the questions that I need to ask you. I'm like, Mom.
So many questions. More questions than answers, for sure.
Right. But Mini-Me didn't die.
How do you feel about them revisiting the penis joke gag?
I like it.
I do too.
Because I think, I know it's not like tired yet.
Right. To me. I think one more time it would be tired. Yeah.
One more time. Like if they did it, because I can't remember. I haven't watched Goldmember in so long. I don't even think they do it in the Goldmember one. But if they did it, then I'd be like, okay, we're done now.
You know, sequels for movies like this are very delicate because Austin Powers, in this movie, they revisit a lot of the same jokes that they did in the original, which it can get boring or, you know, like you said, tired. And, you know, nobody would laugh because we already saw it before in the last movie, but they do it right, I think, right?
I agree. And I feel like a lot of people, I don't know, I might have to do this poll again, but I feel like a lot of people like this one better. Like more people have seen this one than
me,
any
of the I like this one better.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite one out of the three. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if this is what Austin Powers is to most people, it wouldn't be too tired.
Then it's not really revisiting all the same jokes.
Because maybe people haven't seen International Man of Mystery.
Yeah. Or if they did, they've only seen it once and don't remember the jokes as much.
Yeah.
And these jokes are really more fresh in their mind.
Which I feel like they got it. I don't know. I liked the other. I don't know. I liked when they did the penis joke the first time, which was in this movie because Pete had it, I think, which was a very fun thing for me to have Pete from Star Wars Minute do this.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they did it once, but I feel like it's better this time. I don't know.
Well, let's go through it. What do you say?
Let's do it.
So Mini-Me gets picked up in the, you know, giant rocket dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And
through the tip, which is really important, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's it's the only way to enter. Ugh. Forget I said that. Ooh, that sounds painful. Oh,
no.
You don't enter a penis. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Get your catheters away from me. So we're back to, is this Johnson? Is this Johnson? This guy in the
Navy. Wait, can you see his name tag? He's NORAD. It is Johnson. Yes, we're back to Johnson.
That's from the original joke, right? Johnson!
Yep.
Okay.
We got Basil. He's there.
Basil, 1969 Basil with those bitchin' sideburns.
Yeah. So.
Johnson. Yeah, go ahead.
Did we get Dr. Evil? What? Basil asks.
And Johnson says.
He says, what does he say?
He got away in that rocket that looks like a huge
penis.
Cut to a sex ed class,
which is in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I find funny about this part is for the lady is old as hell.
Teacher. Yes.
But she's talking about the male reproductive system to like a human anatomy class. But she says, like, you know, the penis is the male's reproductive organ, also known as tallywhacker, schlong, Like there's no more scientific words for it. It's just, you know, right to the, well, the words that we were using earlier.
Yeah, slang terms, which I feel like what would it be like, penis, dick.
Mm-hmm.
What would you, okay. So
maybe not in school, but
well, I wouldn't say schlong in school.
No.
Schlong is like, do people even use schlong anymore?
Should I go back to my list of
penis euphemisms? Do people use schlong anymore?
Schlong is, I don't know. It's kind of lost its heat.
And to me, a tallywhacker is your zipper pull.
Yeah.
So you gotta tuck your tallywhacker.
You know, tallywhacker is a, my dad used tallywhacker a lot.
For penis?
For dick. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, tallywhacker. So that's, yeah, that hits home for me.
Okay. Let's see.
But, yeah, so she says also known as tallywhacker or
cleaner.
We're at a backyard barbecue, folks.
You know, and you just gotta have a classic Americana dad grilling some mm-hmm. hot dogs.
Now this guy, it's funny because I've seen this guy before in what I thought was many, many things, but I went through his IMDb and he has like 150 something credits. But there was only like,
isn't this Stewart?
From
like
the Mad TV guy, the guy from the first Austin Powers.
Both.
The steamroller guy?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's no, not Stewart.
He looks similar.
I know he does. But this, did you ever see Knocked Up? The mm-hmm. movie Knocked Up?
Mm-hmm.
You know the doctor that's like, you know, he's looking at the girl's, you know, he's a OBGYN. He looks at the girl's vagina and he's like, you do look like your sister.
I love how you're like skirting around the word vagina.
I know, it's the same fucking pussy. No, I didn't say pussy. Cunt.
He's looking at her vagina and
he's looking and he says, oh, you do look like your sister.
And yeah, that's him?
Yeah, that's that guy.
Okay.
But I thought like I've seen him in like a very small handful of other things, but I can't remember what.
He's always a like background guy. Because I have a few of those people who are like, I know you.
Yes.
I know I've seen you in other things. And he's then when I look them up, I'm like, I thought you were different. But okay.
Yeah, after like over 100 entries.
Okay, so yes. Wiener guy.
Wiener.
Is Knocked Up guy.
They're at a barbecue in a park.
Mm-hmm.
And his kid is there. Points up to the sky and says, Dad, what's that? I don't know, son, but it's got great big
nuts. Hot nuts. Salty nuts.
A ball game vendor.
Which the lady who says
mm-hmm.
Her line is the nail tech from Legally Blonde.
See, now I know her, and I think most of our fans would know her as Stifler's mom.
That's also true, but I, you know, I got to lean into the other one.
I'm sure, sure. Legally Blonde.
Because she, like, and Legally Blonde 2, which is why I think about this, is she goes, oh, you look like a American flag. You're making me want a hot dog real bad. Like, that's what I think about when I see
She, do you... she's hilarious, this woman.
I love her.
She is so funny. She's been in a ton of shit. She's probably mostly known as Stifler's mom, or she's in those Wes Anderson films with what's the guy with the eyebrows? Eugene Levy.
Oh yes, that guy with eyebrows.
Yeah. So she's in Wes Anderson's the guy that makes those, right? I think.
Hold on,
she's in those films. Here she looks really, really young. What year was this?
Oh.
You remember?
Oh, God, it early was in the 90s, right?
Oh, was it 90s?
I thought it was 99.
Oh, probably. Because the first one was 97?
Yeah, it was like 2 years difference, I think. Yeah.
Well, she looks super young. And pretty attractive, if I may add.
She's cute.
Now, this is 1969 still, right? This is where we're back in?
I think so, yeah. And it was 99 because she's credited as the woman at the football game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that explains her her getup. I wasn't really paying attention to the dress, but the way people were dressing. But yes, this is back in the 60s. That looks just like my husband's.
Hold on. One-eyed monster.
One-eyed monster. We're dropped here.
Why this one?
It's a circus freak show.
I know, but I don't remember. And I feel like I don't think I wrote down all of them. Hold on. Let me go back to Pete's minutes. They never mentioned a mushroom, and I feel like that's in poor taste.
Oh.
You should have done a mushroom.
They should have. That's an easy one.
Hey, better than not better than One-Eyed Monster, because this is pretty fucking funny.
Well, there's really like when you're thinking of dick euphemisms, One-Eyed Monster is a hard one to shoehorn in there, because like are you gonna display a One-Eyed Monster?
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm mm-hmm. about three claws in, and I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I had this conversation with several girlfriends, and
I'm waiting.
It was the conversation between circumcised and uncircumcised penises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how, if it's circumcised, you have to look it in the eye.
Uh-huh.
So I get the one-eyed monster thing.
Okay.
Because I like, it's weird to me. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, you have to look at it.
At a dick.
It's eye.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, sure. I've heard one-eyed snake, you know, because... Right. It's
I don't know why it's just an interesting. I was like, it doesn't have clothes. You have to look at it at its face. Like it's just mm-hmm. it is what it is. Interesting.
But outside of right, I get how that is a euphemism for a dick. I get that. But if you're trying to do the double entendre thing, mm-hmm. like what everyday scenario can you fit in one-eyed monster?
A freak show.
I mean, I guess a circus freak show. But they really they swung for the fences with one-eyed one.
I feel like this is like a Coney Island, like, hey, look at this guy, the strong guy's over here, got the bearded lady here, one-eyed monster.
Yep. The tall guy that's 7 feet tall. I'm just thinking of the Greatest Showman now, that movie. And all the freaks that were in that thing.
It's just but like weird.
There's an actual one-eyed monster, though.
But he also
mm-hmm.
sees something with his one big eye.
Do you know who this one-eyed monster is, though?
I don't know who this one-eyed monster is.
You're not doing your job, young lady.
No, I have guests who I ask questions.
Oh, I see. You really know, but you want, you know. You've seen if I know.
Yes.
You're supposed to say, yeah, I know, but do you know?
No, I ask you. It's fine.
This is Jeff Garlin.
Really?
Anyone? Jeff Garlin. Everybody knows Jeff Garlin.
Everybody knows Jeff Garlin.
Where is Jeff Garlin from?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's also in Arrested Development.
Is he?
Yes. And the Goldbergs.
I've seen him. Yeah, he's in the Goldbergs.
See, you said I didn't know, and now I know. See?
You know who Jeff Garland is. Sure, sure. I've seen this guy 100 times. I never watched Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's in Arrested Development.
He's in a lot of shit. He's like, he's in Wally. He's in.
He does a lot of voice stuff. The Rocker.
The Bounty Hunter, which is
movie.
The Bounty Hunter is actually a book series that my mom really likes.
Daddy Daycare,
which is hilarious.
Great Eddie Murphy movie. All right, so that's Jeff Garland, the one-eyed monster. One-eyed monster. And he sees something, like you were saying.
But we don't know.
Oh, man.
It looks like a big.
He says it looks like a big.
Mm.
And we get cut off. I like that it cuts us off on a cliffhanger.
I do, too. I didn't plan it. It's the minute formula. It was kind to us this time.
Actually, this whole week has been pretty kind to us.
That's true.
There hasn't been any, you know, a couple of cliffhangers. There hasn't been any like middle of a word or sentence cuts.
So apparently the minute formula is working for the Austin Powers movies.
At least these 5 minutes.
At least these 5 minutes. That's true.
It's all I can attest to.
But you'll have to find out what the big thing is tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to find out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be our Friday. You get the big reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least so, I'm not getting a tease. That would suck if this was Friday and we're going to find out to Monday what the big one is.
I know. It would be the worst torturous weekend. Forever. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess if you want to find me again, Rocky Minute, wherever you can find a podcast. There you go. Rocky Minute. Listen to us. Season Google 3 coming at you. Google it.
Join Mix. Be a friend of the pod.
Hey, listen, if you like the sound of your illustrious host's voice, she will be featured. She was featured on Rocky 2 and she'll be on Rocky 3 at some point.
Oh, yay.
If you want to come back, of course.
I would love to come back. I love the Rocky movies. You don't even have to ask.
All right.
Perfect. So come back tomorrow and figure out what the big thing is.
Mm.
But in the meantime, stay groovy.